A year ago, Hurricane Matthew dumped a dozen or more inches of rain on central and eastern North Carolina. Record flooding in the days following the storm devastated communities downstream. 26 people in North Carolina died, farmers lost billions of dollars in crops and livestock, and cities along North Carolina's major rivers were waterlogged for weeks. In places like Kinston, the Neuse River crested at a record high. A little more than 6 months later, it took no more than a spring thunderstorm to produce more major flooding in the city. Since then, Kinston's Mayor B.J. Murphy has tried to shift the conversation from recovering from the last disaster to preparing for the next one. As part of our series on the first anniversary of Hurricane Matthew, we're looking forward to examine what it will take for North Carolina to be ready for the next major storm. And today I'm joined by the mayor of Kinston, B.J. Murphy. Welcome, sir.
It's great to be here, Will.
Thank you so much for being here. Remind us of the fallout from Hurricane Matthew. Once the storm finally passed, when you were able to actually get out and look at your city, what did you see?
Well, the night of, after the storm passed, I left the Emergency Operations Center about 2:30, and I will tell you, my community looked like the apocalypse actually happened. I mean, one of our main thoroughfares is Vernon Avenue. It's got Bojangles and a bunch of auto parts store and a mall and things like that. There were cars all over the place. You could tell where people were just either scared and got out, or the flash flood got it, and there were just cars in the intersection. And by that time, the tow trucks were starting to roll out. All the power was out. It was also early in the morning, but it was kind of eerie.
It took 6 months later for another major flood to happen. That was May of this year. How did that one in particular change things for you?
Well, what was interesting about the timing of that is that we had already started having this "what do we do next" discussion, and the day of those showers, the flood started coming in. I was literally sitting in Senator Burr's office in D.C., and I showed him my phone of a business owner that morning whose business was flooding again, and it's like, what do you do? These properties were not built in the flood zone. They weren't. But that has occurred now, largely in a lot of our opinions, because of the tremendous growth upstream. And Kinston is becoming a natural dam. The river kind of snakes in our community, and it's just all the water from literally northwest of Durham is coming all the way to Kinston, and it's just getting here a lot faster. There's a lot more of it. And just a simple spring rain shower now has the ability to have a Chicken Little kind of effect on our community. The sky really is falling, and what do?
I like to put this in historical context, too, because you often point to a survey of the Neuse River Basin that happened more than 50 years ago. 1965, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers did a survey of the Neuse River Basin and talked about possibilities for flood mitigation, but what can we learn from that?
Simply because it was the last time there was a report on the infrastructure of what's necessary in the Neuse River Basin. The last two or three studies have been more of environmental focused. That's the last report that actually spoke to what reservoir should be built. And it was the one that called for the Falls Lake Dam, which was ultimately built and completed 16 years later in 1981. But it also called for 12 other dams, and only one of them was built. And I was in the Emergency Operations Center here in Raleigh area not too long ago, meeting with some officials. And the discussion was, hey, well, what if the other ones were built as well? And our impacts from Matthew would have been significantly less. On the federal side, we basically need one major thing, and that is Congress to pass legislation to demand the Army Corps of Engineers, or instruct the Army Corps of Engineers, to study the Neuse River Basin from an infrastructure basis. They've got to do the environmental study, too, so they can do that. But honestly, Will, it's going to take not one act, but two acts of Congress, one to study it and the second one to fund the study. So that's just a study, and that's a three-year study. It could take them 6 years. I'm 37. I've got a nine-year-old. That puts her at 15, and then you're talking about implementing and finding the money to implement those findings. I mean, I'll be a grandfather before something from the infrastructure on the federal level actually gets implemented.
Well, and you have a unique position, as we've talked about before. You're 37 years old, as you said. You've seen how many?
Four of the highest six crests we've ever had.
Right. That fact in particular, it seemed to be, when we were talking before, something that really spurred you toward this?
It was knowing that this is not going to get better. It's only going to get worse, and that those April showers proved it. Well, I'll tell you this. Our state, I've been through, this is my third governor. I've served him for 8 years. So I was with Purdue when she was in the Emergency Operations Center in Kinston, because there's an eastern branch. I was with McCrory, and I almost was with Cooper this last one. I thought that was going to happen, but we got lucky. And I will tell you, from a state perspective, we're prepared. We are prepared. Local government, state government, we're all on the National Guard, we're all on the same page. We're really good at preparing and responding to disasters. I mean, you saw the wildfires out west. What we're not really good at is the routine maintenance of what's happening with our creeks and rivers. We're not good at it, or so far, we haven't been good at understanding the impervious surfaces in the triangle and how that affects the water flow downstream, and we're not really good at understanding the need for some real significant infrastructure changes in terms of, do we need reservoirs? Do we need to dredge the river so that we can alleviate some of the unnecessary flooding that we're getting?
What do you need to have happen from your standpoint?
What we really need is the attention put on flood mitigation, not as much on how many billions of dollars do we need for flood recovery. Now, we still need that, don't get me wrong, but it is much easier to hand out money and for politicians to look good after a disaster's happened. You know, we're flying in the helicopter. I did it. You know, we're standing by the river, the bridge where it's flooded. I did it. It's easy to do that. It's hard to say, okay, let's take five of the $15 billion and let's put that into building a reservoir, or dredging the river, or helping the beavers, or putting the creeks and rivers back to a more pristine condition. That is the hard work, and that is what needs to happen.
It's been a year since Matthew. Mm-hmm. If you had to pick, what would you say is the one greatest accomplishment that you and your city have had since then?
I would tell you, and not just about us, but I remember going through that week. I remember standing on a picnic table, and there's about 300 or 400 citizens, and we literally held a prayer gathering. It was run by our teenagers, and it was just a beautiful event. And from there, we literally went and filled up sandbags, and we knocked on people's doors to get them out of harm's way. It's just unfortunate that all the other things get the attention. My experience is, when the worst of things have happened to our communities, the best of our people really come out.
BJ Murphy is the mayor of Kinston. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.